The refunds go into the montage for the tax years 2011 and 2012. According to a report from Deputy Summit County Attorney Dave Thomas, the county evaluated the hotel at roughly $217 million. The county used a so-called cost method, looking at what the hotel spent on the building, which started construction at the peak of the real estate bubble in 2007. The montage challenged that, saying the cost figures were out of date after the 2008 crash. They used a so-called income method. In an appeal, the state tax commission set the value at nearly $129 million, closer to the value argued by the montage. On Wednesday, County Assessor Steve Martin told the council they were not able to use the income method because they didn't have a commercial appraiser.
We did not have a commercial appraiser that could review the income approach or try to define the economic obsolescence applied to this unique property. As I mentioned before, without someone to do the income approach, our fallback or default is to go to the costs with the assumption that nobody would build anything that they couldn't sell for at least what they had into it. The construction was started at the peak and was finished off at not quite the trough of the economic decline.
Ironically, one of the recommendations from the county manager for the 2014 budget is to hire a commercial appraiser. Councilmember Kim Carson told us the montage case is one reason they're planning to do that.
You know, at the time that the montage came on, it was really the first property of that type and size that we had had before. So we need to add, because there's more of those coming on, maybe not the size quite of the montage, but, you know, we still have a lot going on up in the canyons yet to be developed. And, you know, we want to bring that, make sure we have that expertise in-house.
The county's refund is nearly $209,000. Carson said each taxing entity has to decide how it will pay the money back. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.